The ANC is pushing ahead with land expropriation without any compensation. The party held a land summit in Boksburg at the weekend where delegates discussed the issue. President Cyril Ramaphosa says it's about recognizing that the property clause in the Bill of Rights is a mandate for radical economic transformation. Now, the ruling party is holding a press conference at the moment. On the line is Land and Accountability Research Center expert at UCT, Dr. Annika Klaasens. Good afternoon, Doctor. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Now, you were part, I believe, of the talks at the weekend. The ANC says it has a plan for land expropriation and wants Parliament to act. Is that right?
Yes. Well, in fact, there were very interesting inputs there showing that we already have legislation that allows for expropriation on a sliding scale, including very little or no compensation to full compensation. So I think the discussion was very positive in that it was saying we probably don't need to amend the Constitution. We need to use the powers we already have, and we need a bill that gives effect to the provisions in the Constitution which allow for a sliding scale. So I think, to characterize it as expropriation without compensation doesn't really do justice to the discussion, because it was talking really about the circumstances that merit there being no compensation in some instances, as a kind of exception to when there will be compensation in others.
I was listening to an interview with Ronald Lamola this morning on this radio station, and basically it came down to the fact that the ANC is looking at the fringes of urban land, maybe not so much agricultural land. Is that accurate?
No, I think not. I think one of the things that was discussed is that the ANC hasn't used the opportunities in the Constitution to really bring about equitable access to land. And so in particular, the discussion is about how to free up well-situated urban land to give people equitable access. So it's the opposite of land on the fringes. I think land on the fringes is unfortunately where the RDP houses have been built, and that's really reinforced the kind of legacy of spatial inequality.
Analyst Moeletsi Mbeki, he's been quite critical of the ANC. He says land is a political tool and people would rather have a steady income. The ANC discuss this, take this into regard?
Well, I was on the high-level panel headed by Galema Motlanthe, and we did public hearings throughout the country over the last 2 years. At least 10,000 people came to give evidence, and I would disagree with Moeletsi Mbeki, because, people need land for different things. Many people need land for housing in the cities, and in a way that's the low-hanging fruit. Other people need it for agriculture, but a lot of people need it for mixed income uses. So, no, I disagree with him. I agree with him that, in a way, this is being used as a kind of political red herring to detract from the ANC's failure, the government's failure to actually bring about meaningful land redistribution despite having the tools available.
Yeah. How can then such land expropriation not influence international investor confidence? I mean, people looking at the situation, you just say that phrase and investors go, mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they just need to look at the Constitution. If the Constitution isn't amended, and the discussion is that it shouldn't be amended, it basically sets out factors and it says compensation must be just and equitable, and it must take into account past investment, is the land being used, the degree of past subsidy. So no one is saying it shouldn't be governed by law, and no one is saying it shouldn't be just and equitable. But there are circumstances in, for example, where labor tenants have lived on white farms for generations, and if they get the portion of the farm they've always had, there should not have to be compensation paid to that farmer because he only had the overarching ownership because of racially discriminatory laws. So really people in the conference were debating the exceptional sorts of circumstances where it would be merited, not as the standard, but as something mandated by specific circumstances, and those are the circumstances set out in the Constitution.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there is a really very serious problem that the conference didn't address, that Galema Motlanthe tried to address, and that is that we already have land dispossession taking place, not even through expropriation, but through confiscation. And that's happening to rural people who are the ANC's key constituency. And it's happening through the MPRDA, where when mineral rights are granted, it's assumed that those also take away the surface rights. And because mining is now primarily in the former homelands, the people who are being dispossessed by mining, being dispossessed through mining, are poor and black. And I really do think that the international community, insofar as it's involved with mining, needs to have one set of standards. And if they're going to object to expropriation without compensation for white people, they need to show a little bit more concern for how mining at the moment is dispossessing black people with no compensation. Yeah.
Miners may argue, though, that they are paying for this land. They are paying for the rights to use this land.
They get mining rights from the state. And the question is, should they compensate the people for the surface rights that go with the mining rights? Now, there's nothing in the MPRDA that forces them or requires them to pay for that those surface rights. So you have people being dispossessed of graves, being houses, fields. And the absurdity is that all that the MPRDA provides is in Section 54, it provides that people can go and complain to a committee established by the Department of Mineral Resources, which may then bring in an arbitrator to determine the amount of compensation. That's in Section 54. No Section 54 finding has ever compensated rural black people for land they've lost to mining. Mm. So we have a law that already allows expropriation without compensation. In fact, it's far worse than that. They're not even expropriated. If they were expropriated, there'd have to be a process that would determine the compensation. The land is simply confiscated. And unfortunately, the ANC conference didn't take this issue at all seriously, because the people who are partners in this process are traditional leaders. Not all traditional leaders, some traditional leaders. And they really sprung on former President Kgalema Motlanthe, yeah, because he described this problem. I think it's really unfortunate that people try to couch this issue as a kind of black and white issue, because tragically, it's a black and black issue.
Yeah.
And it's about who benefits from this mining and who loses out. And the people who benefit are mainly, well, a lot of them are, sure, white international capital, but a lot of them are black traditional leaders and black politicians.
Yeah, very interesting circle. Dr. Annika Claassens of the Land and Accountability Research Centre at UCT. Thank you for coming on to the Midday Report. Now, at the moment, the ANC's Enoch Godongwana is answering some questions at that press conference at Luthuli House. Let's take a listen.
Even outside this question, Pule has lined him up for a number of other areas to answer questions. So we happy. We've finalized it. We're going in the right direction. We're waiting for the NEC now to finalize it. Again, let's apologize for not having a fully prepared way. We got embarrassed. We said, you guys are waiting for us here. And we're trying to combine work from 7 commissions into a coherent whole, at least which you can make into a press statement. We'll do that fairly soon. Thank you very much.
That was the ANC's Enoch Godongwana. Looks like things are a little bit disarray there at the moment, but saying it has to go through the NEC. I know the ANC as well, they have said they want to take it to Parliament. Parliament must speed up the inquiry into land expropriation.